All right, still five prisoners on the loose out there. Yeah, we just heard from Janice tell us that somebody's grandmother was arrested for helping her grandson. You know, look, that's a tough situation to be in. I'm not saying that the grandmother was right to help her grandson, but I mean that's a parental maternal instinct. I mean, I get why you would want to, but it's not the right thing. And now she's been arrested and she's in trouble. So, you know, it just goes to show you that these criminals really have no respect for anybody, not even their own family. I was thinking about Memorial Day this year and how much America is changing. And I think it's sad that we're doing the same things this Memorial Day, but we're doing it at a time when there is a president and a lot of his devout followers who are trying to change this country. They want this country to change and be represented by the American flag. They don't want the American flag to stand for everybody. And you know what I've been doing? On a lot of my responses to post on my Facebook page, I have been posting the American flag because that's what right-wing radicals do. They post the American flag like it's their flag. It's my flag, too. It's our flag. And you can't have it. You cannot have it. It's my flag, too. And when I do that, I think it takes the uniqueness away of these right-wing radicals. And I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm not talking about all Republicans. I'm talking about the right-wing radicals. They think that they're special and that the American flag stands for their specific ideology, which is different from the rest of us. And just thinking about Memorial Day, it's different. And I remember in America when we had passionate political disagreements, but we still saw ourselves as Americans first. We don't anymore. And that's not just President Trump. That's been developing for a while. But he is exacerbating it. And the attacks on so many fundamental things in America, like freedom of speech, is very, very unsettling. So we're not going to get too serious about this afternoon. And to prove that we're not going to be too serious, we're going to have a text off about whether or not men with hairy backs is sexy. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's get back to a few calls. Ian's going to have some text messages coming up. Let's go to John in Covington. Hey, John, thanks for hanging on. John, are you with us?
Just wondering.
Hey, John, I can hear you now.
Okay. Nothing political and really has nothing to do with Memorial Day, but my wife and I a few months ago scheduled a trip to Orange Beach Amphitheater to see Keith Urban. And we went last night, and he just put on a heck of a show.
Wow.
And, I mean, he had Carly Scott Collins, Alana Springsteen, Chase Matthew, three young up-and-comers. They opened for him, and then he played a solid hour and a half.
Wow.
at 10. But it was just really great.
John,
it's been a long time. Last time we saw him was at Baton Rouge Superfest a few years ago, and that was an awesome show, too. Okay, buddy.
John, tell me about that scene at the amphitheater Orange Beach. That had to be awesome.
It was pretty good. You know, we were down, I guess you would call it, on the floor seats. We were about 100 feet from the stage. We bought our tickets, I think, right when they came out.
Yeah.
And not realizing it was Memorial Day weekend at the time when we did it. But it was just a good show. There was nothing political. I mean, it was just, you know, pure music and a hell of a guitar player like he is.
I
we just really
that.
Enjoyed it. And I wanted to let you know. And that was the first stop on his new tour this year.
Okay, cool.
And it started in Alabama.
Well, John, I appreciate that. And, you know, anybody can call in with a concert review because, that's important to me. It's important to this show. And, you know, no matter how much we talk about politics, I'm always interested in talking about things like this. So I'm glad you called.
I hear
John.
You.
All right, thanks for listening.
And his wife, Nicole, was there, too. She came out on stage. Nice. So it was really good. All Happy right. Memorial Day to everybody.
And have a nice Memorial Day weekend, too. Let's go to Algiers. Mr. Z, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Listen, I called in for another reason, but I'm glad to address this subject about Oklahoma.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm an actor. I'm a producer. I'm a director, and I acted in a pageant in North Carolina. in the Cherokee, North Carolina pageant about the trials and tribulations of the Cherokee Indians. And it was called Unto These Hills. And they were transported by Andrew Jackson's administration, who was a great president, in my estimation. But he marched them. He marched the whole Cherokee Nation from North Carolina, except the ones that could not be found. They were considered criminals. And one third of the Cherokee Nation died on the trek to Oklahoma.
Wow.
I'm thinking Oklahoma is an easy target.
What
because
do you mean?
We lost one third of the American and Cherokee Nation on the Trail of Tears, and Donald Trump is trying to exploit the easy accessibility of North Carolina into his campaign, and that's not why I called, because I had nothing to do with that. But I'm saying Donald Trump is a spoiled brat, and we have to be careful who we're voting for and who we have in office. Just because we hate women, just because the majority of men in this country hate women, doesn't mean that Donald Trump is the best candidate.
Well, that's true. I don't know what the numbers are in terms of the number of men who hate women, but there are men who do hate women. I think there are men who are jealous of women.
No. It's very obvious. American men, white Caucasian American men, are afraid of strong women.
Many are.
Hillary Clinton beat him by 3 million votes. They say that that Kamala Harris lost in an overwhelming landslide, and that's not true. The percentages are less than 2%.
Yeah, now we've talked about that often.
Okay, I know. First of all, I'm a big fan of yours.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to make sure that people knew it was not a landslide.
I had a radio show. That's the hardest job I ever had in my life.
Wow. Yeah, it's not as easy as people think.
And I'm an actor. I'm a producer. I'm a director. And then when the first football strike, way back when, in the 70s or maybe the early 80s, I had a four-hour show on WSMB. And to be entertaining for 4 hours was beyond my reach. I couldn't do it.
Well, it's tough. And then, you got to do it 5 days a week, too. So it's not as easy. People think it's easy. It's not as easy as people think.
I'm an amazing fan of yours, and I can tell you, keep on giving on, man, because you're on the right track. My compliments go out to you. And Donald Trump is a phony, baloney person who needs to be exposed.
Mr. Z, no need to insult baloney. Listen, I appreciate the call. Let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm fine, brother. And you?
I'm good.
Good. As usual, I'll call it to mind. During Memorial Day, I'm sure we're going to see a bunch of shows like Saving Private Ryan, Band of Brothers, that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which is great. Which is wonderful. Beautiful. But I've had an argument with a friend of mine who was the hero of Saving Private Ryan. It was a woman. In my opinion, most people that are heroes are just the people doing their job every day. And at the beginning of that movie, there was a woman just doing her job, noticed that a bunch of soldiers had the same name dying on the same day. Did a little investigation to find out they were all brothers. Without that woman doing her job, there wouldn't have been a movie. To me, that woman was a hero. We've had heroes throughout the military. They're just guys that just did their job. Through an era with killing DEI, they whitewashed the NOLA gate, the aircraft that dropped the atomic bomb, because they had the word gay in. Well, some of those guys that were heroes that helped make that mission possible, we'll never know their names.
Yeah.
The guys that made sure that that plane got off the ground, that the maintenance was done accurately, the weather people, everybody that team that got that plane out in the air was a hero. Those people, we will never know. Some died, some didn't. Now, with this DEI thing, it's bothering the hell out of me because there are a bunch of African-American soldiers, and they're not screaming out to be known, but they were heroes that was never recognized, that will never be recognized because we're washing them out of our history. And that's what bothers me.
I don't know that we're washing them out of. I think we're hearing more about those types of heroes as time goes on.
Well, let me ask you this one, man. You ever heard of the 761st Tank Battalion?
Well, look, I'm not going to play this game, James, because nobody's heard of everything, and I know I haven't heard of that specifically. But we're hearing more.
The reason I'm asking you, Stu, that these guys had a record, the most kills, the most effective. They were the head of the spirit of the tank battalion lead, all black tank group. They stayed in combat for 183 days, more than any other.
All right, I understand that, and we should hear more about that. But we are hearing more about it than in the past. I think it's a positive thing, not a negative thing. But we should have been hearing about this all along. But you know, as you said at the beginning, there are so many heroes out there that, you know, I don't know that we'll ever recognize every hero because, you know, anybody can be a hero on any given day. And like you said, they're doing their jobs. But I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad that we focus on that because there's no doubt that African-American soldiers did not get the recognition they deserved. And I am all for promoting that. And I'm all for promoting the travesty of why we didn't learn that when we were young. We should have learned that in school. All right, if you want to join us with a comment on Free for All Friday, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let me share a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. If you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. And it's also Instagram and then brand new Substack. It's been around for just a little while, but it's relatively new. And for many of you, Substack is a brand new thing. There's a different audience there. It started out being a platform for journalists, and then they opened it up to other people. And I am just so proud to be part of Substack, and I hope you'll subscribe. The topic is on this last post here. It's my blog, Remembering a Changed America, this Memorial Day weekend. Harry says, people said the same thing in 1941. Well, you know, maybe so. I wasn't around in 1941. I know it's hard to believe. I haven't been around forever. Shane says, I will never be cautious about celebrating Memorial Day. They sacrificed their lives for our freedom, which everyone who is a U.S. citizen has. That's true. And if you want to call it a celebration of their lives, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it is a time to be a little subtle and make sure that we're recognizing that we're celebrating their lives and we're honoring them. And I hope that in all the partying or buying things on sale, I hope that we take time going to the beach. I hope we take time to think about why we have this weekend and also especially explain it to our kids. Donnie says, actually, I'm not celebrating. I am honoring the fallen members of our military. Simply put, you can make a comment, read the blog, make a comment. It's at Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. All right. Let me set this up. So Atlanta Falcons quarterback, Kirk Cousins, just almost drew a blank there. He says, I'm shocked that Taylor Swift likes Travis Kelce because Travis Kelce has a really hairy back. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. But I've seen men with hairy backs. You know, I mean, some in the gay community, they're called bears. But I've seen some men with really hairy backs. And, you know, I just always wondered, do women think that's sexy? So if you want to respond to our instant text off here, we'll do just a quick text off here. Just, it's yes or no. Do you think men with hairy backs are sexy? The Oakenheart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. Just text yes or no to 504-260-1870. We'll have the results right after this break. It's the beginning of the weekend. We think about our freedoms today, and because of the business that I'm in and have been in for, God, 55 years now. I'm not even tired. Well, I'm tired sometimes on any given day, but, man, I'm not even tired at this business. It's still going. I mean, I love what I do. I mean, sometimes it's tough, and there are ugly aspects of it, as you know. But we think about our freedoms, and we think about the people who died so we can have these freedoms. And that is the meaning for this Memorial Day weekend. Many of you have a nice, long holiday weekend. Let's go to Ian with the results of our instant text off. Are men with hairy backs sexy?
There's a text that says no. There's another text that says no. And a text that says no. Another no. 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 No, 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 no way. No, no.
Wow.
No. Yes.
There's a yes.
But only slightly hairy.
Oh.
Mettery girl. Here's a text that says, my girlfriend has a hairy back. That turns me on.
Gotta love that, huh?
Well, we're all here to do what we're all here to do.
I guess, you know. Well, yeah, I mean, if you got a hairy back, you got a hairy back. I mean, that's just the way you were, you know, you were made. But, I mean, do men have the hair on their back removed? I mean,
yeah,
like, you know, women, you know, go through the process of having hair removed. So men have hairy backs removed?
Yeah, men go to salons to get their backs waxed all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I hear that hurts.
I've never had my back waxed before, but
I've never had anyone
waxed.
I'm
made to understand that it hurts, yeah.
But yeah, like your legs or, you know, private areas being waxed. I mean, that's a sensitive area down there. And they just wax it off. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it would be painful. But, you know, if I were a guy with a hairy back, I'd have it waxed.
A lot of texts here about Oklahoma. Here's a text that says, try and look at the brighter side. You seem to always try to do that. The South has always been considered the dumbest part of the country. But now, if Oklahoma goes through with this ridiculous subject to teach Oklahoma, we'll become the lead state of the dumbest states in our nation.
Yeah, well, maybe if they do that, maybe we're not going to look so bad.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
another way to look at it.
I'm sure Jeff Landry and his buddies are thinking about, hey, maybe we should be doing this too.
I mean, I wouldn't like to give him any ideas, and he may get ideas from this because, yeah, I think he would probably like to do that. If you're just tuning in, the state of Oklahoma has decided that they're going to teach all students in schools that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump and that he actually won. And they're going to go through all of the evidence, which has been really thrown out of courts. It's been disproven. And even Trump's own attorney general at the time, William Barr, said that the FBI investigated, the Department of Justice investigated, and they could find nothing that would indicate that there was enough fraud to overturn the outcome of the election. So it's been pretty much proven to be a lie. And so they're teaching a lie.
Here's a text that says, Oklahoma stupid. It's a good phrase for all forms of MAGA stupidity, particularly if the Oklahoma citizens allow it. Don't be Oklahoma stupid.
Yeah, maybe we should go to the next break with that song from the musical Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, the song Oklahoma.
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
Yeah, let's try to do that. We'll do that going into the next break.
A couple texts here about straws. We've been talking about Fox News people telling us... maybe it's not that masculine to drink out of a straw. Real men don't use straws. What does it say?
Well, something to that effect. I don't watch Jesse Waters every night. I check in on him now and then. But apparently he has this controversial rules for men. And look, here's my observation of Jesse Waters. I think the guy's a bit of a femme. I think he's got a very strong feminine side, really nice, pretty boy face. And it just his gestures, he seems a little on the feminine side. A lot of guys who have a feminine side are afraid of their feminine side. So they revolt against their feminine side, just subconsciously and instinctively, by trying to be really macho. And a lot of stuff that comes from Jesse Waters is really macho stuff. I think he's afraid of his feminine side. And one of the things that he talked about was drinking out of a straw. Apparently, that's not a very manly thing to do. Or eating soup in public. And our own Senator John Kennedy was asked that question. And he said, you should not eat, men should not eat soup. Oh, no, this was asked to him. Men should not eat soup in public. And Kennedy said, a man shouldn't eat kale at all. So apparently men shouldn't eat kale. He said the best way to prepare kale is you mix it with a little olive oil, and that way it slides off the pan easily into the garbage. Now, sometimes I'm okay with the taste of kale. Sometimes I don't like it, but it's really, really healthy for you.
Here's a text that says, I tell you, restaurant glasses do not get washed all that well. You may want to reconsider your position on straw usage.
Yeah, I do. I do think about that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I like the way the liquid, whatever I'm drinking, and the ice feel on my lips and tongue. I mean, I like the way that feels, so that's why I don't care for the straw.
Here's the text that says, Scoot, where's your sense of humor? If you had it, you would know they were joking.
Who's joking?
Jesse Waters.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess this is a lighthearted topic. I mean, I'm not taking this too seriously either.
Obviously it's nothing we should be too serious about, but also it's like, why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's worth joking about? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to Jesse Waters when I say that. Like, let's go ahead and take the texter at their word that, like, this is all just a big joke and we're just all having a big lark about how emasculating it is to use a straw or how gay it is to eat kale. Like,
yeah.
That's what you think your audience is going to respond to?
No, I think there's...
How little do you think of the people that are watching your program that you want to spend time delivering that?
Well, I do think they're serious about what is masculine and what is not masculine.
For
and,
sure.
And a lot of things that come from Jesse Waters are very, very macho. I mean, if he had a pickup truck, I bet he would have truck nuts dangling from from the trailer hitch.
Mm-hmm.
But again, here's my observation. I think the guy's got a strong feminine side. He's kind of afraid of it, thinking, I don't know if I got a feminine side. Am I gay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I think he's trying to be macho. And, you know, when you talk about eating soup in public, I mean, gumbo is soup. You know, you ever had a good vichyssoise? It is quite delicious.
And I'll leave you with this one. How can you drink a daiquiri without a straw?
That's right.
I mean, I
That's
guess
right. Just, I mean, you really, I mean, it's
I
so thick.
I wouldn't try.
Okay, when I've had a daiquiri, I've used a straw.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta drink a smoothie every day. I don't have a straw for that. And, you know, it gets my little mustache here.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, but your smoothies are not as thick as, say, a smoothie at Smoothie King or like a lot of smoothies. So if
what do you know about my smoothies?
Well, I've seen
my
them.
Smoothies are perfectly thick. Thank
I've
you very much.
I've seen it, but it rolls out of the container.
Yeah, you can drink it.
And you turn a Smoothie King, you know, smoothie upside
down.
Yeah,
it's some not going to come chunky. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, so
or
if it's
a daiquiri for that matter.
Yeah, if it's a thick smoothie or daiquiri, yeah, I'm going to use a straw. But otherwise, I'm drinking the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. The conservative media is critical of the president, and we'll tell you why. And also, there's another lie that we have to talk about here. Don't want to, but we have to get to this. Oh, by the way, man, I told you I'm really into the NBA playoffs. Last night, OKC beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 118-103. Just another amazing game. And so OKC leads 2-0. I would love to see OKC and the Knicks in the finals together, East and West. And I can't believe the Knicks lost the game the other night in New York at Madison Square. They were ahead with a couple of minutes left, few minutes left. They were ahead by 14 points. And man, the Pacers just came on and they were burning threes. And they beat the Knicks. So the Pacers have a 1-0 lead going into game two tonight at 7 o'clock. It's always interesting to see who's on the sidelines. Last game, of course, Spike Lee's always there, but Ben Stiller was sitting next to Timothy Chalamet. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to pick out the celebs. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, yeah, the state of Oklahoma is talking about teaching a lie to students. Yeah, where they also teach lies
Banger. Absolute banger.
I mean, it's crazy to be teaching this lie that Trump really won the election, and they're going to go through it methodically and teach these kids this. Really, again, this is an attempt to change America by a right-wing radical mentality. I'm Scoot. I hope you enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back on WWL. Okay, it's Friday afternoon. The clock's going to tick away, and this is going to turn into Saturday night. I mean, Friday night. Friday night, yeah. And remember, Sunday is going to feel like a Saturday because a lot of people have off Monday, Memorial Day. And let me remind you again, Keith Spear, the journalist and news critic for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, was on the show yesterday talking about a benefit that he's emceeing, and he's part of this benefit. Somebody who preceded him as the music critic for the newspaper, Scott Ages, has brain cancer, and he and his family need help. Scott is in Colorado. Because of his brain cancer, he can't travel. He's not going to be here, but his family, his kids, and his wife are going to be here. And what, Scott loved, he's still alive. He loves Tom Petty music. So the benefit at Tipitina's Sunday night is called Rock for Ages, for Scott Ages. And artists like Susan Cowsill and others, a lot of New Orleans artists, are going to be playing Tom Petty music because Scott loves Tom Petty. And so if you like Tom Petty, this is going to be a great afternoon, a great evening, starting at 8 o'clock at Tipitina's Sunday, Rock for Ages. And if you like the music of Tom Petty, all these local musicians are going to be playing that music, and you're going to be helping out a really, really good cause. And, you know, his kids are going to be really honored that you're doing this for their dad. So that's at Tips Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Might be a fun thing to do. All right. Trump's claim that there's white genocide grave sites in South Africa. You know, we talked yesterday about the president holding up a fake photo trying to explain genocide of white farmers in South Africa. But the picture is not even of people from South Africa. It's people from the Congo. Which is in the southern region of Africa, but it's not South Africa, which is an entity unto itself. And he did this right in front of the president of South Africa. So the white genocide story has been debunked, too. There's a lot of crime in South Africa. White farmers who have been killed in situations where they're being robbed. It's about robbery. It's about stealing stuff. It's not about genocide. But, you know, genocide is a key word to use. It's one of those hot-button words that gets a lot of attention. So the whole idea of white genocide, and, you know, people rally around, yeah, this isn't fair, man, this isn't fair. Well, it's been debunked as not true. The gravesite story is not true, and we get this information from the man who created the video, Rob Hodgson. He created the video, and he said he created it, and it's not true. So why would the president of the United States show fake stuff? Why would he talk about fake things? Why does he do that? I mean, this is just so undignified for the office of the presidency. Hey, listen, I'm really happy that the conservative media is going after the president, really pressing for a release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The president himself said he was going to release the files, you know, within a very short period, like within days, or maybe it was 2 weeks, and he never released it. And so now the conservative media is all over this, you know, where the Jeffrey Epstein files, and why isn't the president releasing the files? Is he in the files? Does he not want to release the files? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that, but he's not releasing the files, and the conservative media is standing up to the president saying, you said you're going to release the files. Where are they? Elon Musk's own AI chatbot is giving a very critical impression of Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, saying that it will likely increase the budget deficit. So that's good news. It won by a single vote in the Republican-led House, now goes to the Senate. Yeah, there'll be a lot to talk about that through the summer, because I think that's going to be one heated debate. All right, we got to get to break? Okay, all right, yeah. Doing hand signals here. Got to get to break here. it is the beginning of Memorial Day week. Remember, with all the negative news, you and I are Americans, and we're going to get through this, and we're going to stand for what's right, and we're going to tell the truth, and we're going to get through this. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Chances are your kids have not experienced any kind of war, even in the news. Remind them why we have this weekend, and let's all remember those who died so we have the freedom to do what we're going to do this weekend. Hey, the Indy 500 is this weekend. It's going to look a little bit like traffic on the I-10 in New Orleans East. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Courtney P, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I love all of you, and thank you for being part of the show. Sports talk with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak coming up next. LSU plays Texas A&M. First pitch at 6:30 right here on WWL. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Love you, New Orleans.